Lydia Rebine is in our studios for another Madison, Dawson, and Canby Library Show. Hi, Lydia. How are you?
I am doing good. How about yourself, Paul?
I'm waiting for the rain and snow. How about you?
Well, yes, the same. I guess I should say I'm doing as well as can be expected under those circumstances, right?
Yeah, we've kind of been spoiled the last few days.
Yeah, we got rid of some of the ice, so I suppose it was time to replace all of it. At least that's looking like what's going to happen.
Yep. Don't like it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens overnight.
All right. What's happening at the libraries, Lydia?
Well, the first thing I should mention is that we have a holiday coming up. So Monday, February 20th, of course, it's President's Day. So all of the libraries will be closed for that. Then we'll be back Tuesday. Regular business, regular hours. Winter reading program, that's still going on at the Madison, Dawson, and Canby libraries. Readers of all ages can sign up for the winter reading program at our libraries. You sign up, you get a log bookmark that you use to record your books you're reading, and then the first 15 participants at each of those locations, Madison, Dawson, Canby, who return their bookmark, get a winter reading mug. In Madison, we're also going to be entering those people who finish their logs into a drawing for a gift basket, so a little something extra. And that runs until March 31st, the end of March. Madison, a few other things going on. We currently have two crafts that kids can do at the library. They can stop in any time during regular library hours and make these crafts. And they are a chenille stem beaded bangle bracelet and also Valentine's love bugs. So cute little bugs that they can put together. Dawson, meanwhile, they have a take and make kit for Valentine's. And in Canby, they have started hosting what they're calling Kids Fun Thursdays, and that's every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. It's going to run through March 30th, and they're doing something for all ages of kids, and it's something a little different each week, be it games, crafts, watching a movie. It's just something a little different every time. The next one coming up will be February 16th, so this Thursday, and they're going to be having a board game day. Then next week on the 23rd, they're going to be making a craft, and it's going to be a felt owl that they'll be making. So something fun to check out for kids in Canby. Again, a little different each week, and should be a lot of fun. They run about 45 minutes each time. Book clubs, I should mention. Our book clubs meet once a month. Dawson and Canby's meet on the first Tuesday of the month. Canby's meets in the morning at 10:30, and Dawson's meets in the evening at 6:30. Madison's, meanwhile, we're the second Tuesday of the month at 7:15 p.m. And Dawson's book club is reading We Are the Mulvaneys by Joyce Carol Oates, and Canby is reading The Alice Network by Kate Quinn. So lots of books to check out there. You can just stop in, let them know you want to take part in the book club, and we'll get you going with it.
Okay, good. I should have asked you when we started the show here, how did the dinosaur thing go last weekend?
Oh, it went fantastic.
The dinosaurs showed up?
Yes, yes, they did. It went so well, and I really appreciate everybody who came out to those. We had great turnouts at all three libraries. Madison, especially, we hosted ours over at City Hall, and thank goodness we were able to use that space because just shy of 130 people showed up.
Wow.
We never would have fit them all into the library.
Yep.
So that worked out so perfect. And yeah, it was a really fun program. He has all of these very realistic puppets and has a routine he goes through. It was just great. Very fun to see. And great to see all the faces.
A lot of people then.
Yes, it went really well. So
people,
that was great.
People like dinosaurs.
They do. Kids especially love dinosaurs.
Good. That's great to hear. All right. What's the staff reading?
Well, we are reading a bunch of different things, as always. But before that, I want to mention a couple of resources.
Okay.
So I wanted to remind everybody that we have Chromebooks and mobile hotspots that they can check out. So hotspots, if you're not familiar with them, that's a little portable wireless device that gives you a Wi-Fi signal.
Yep.
It connects to the cell phone signal, and in turn, you get a Wi-Fi signal. We check those out for free, as well as the Chromebooks, for 28 days per device. The hotspots especially are very much in high demand, so you do have to go onto a waiting list for that, but that's easy. We just need your library card number, and we will put you on hold for one. So a really great resource if you need internet access or if you need a computer temporarily, you can check out one of those little Chromebooks. Another thing that's specific to Madison, Dawson, and Canby is that we have telescope kits that they can check out, which are very cool. You get a telescope, instructions, star maps, all in one handy little portable kit. And any Pioneerland patron with a valid library card who's over the age of 18 can check those out. One other thing, moving on to digital resources, I was kind of scrolling through the Pioneerland website this morning and looking through the learning tools page, and I saw one that I wanted to highlight because I think it's a really great resource. And that is the free permit practice test that you can find on there. So if you go to www.pioneerland.lib.mn.us/learning-tools, you will find about halfway down the page this link that is labeled Free Permit Practice Test. And via this link, you can access free, ad-free, registration-free DMV practice tests for car, motorcycle, and CDL, which are good for the permit test, the driver's license test, and also the senior citizens refresher test. And you can also find free and easy to access and download the current copies of the DMV handbooks for all of those categories, which is really nice because they don't print them anymore. So that's a quick and easy way to find the current versions. You can download them on there, read them on there, print them if you need to, what have you. So again, a great resource, and you can find that by going to www.pioneerland.lib.mn.us/learning-tools, and it's the link that says free permit practice test.
Okay, good. So now what are the staff reading?
Yeah, okay, let's get into it. I have been reading a book called Pests, How Humans Create Animal Vellons by Bethany Brookshire. An engrossing and revealing study of why we deem certain animals pests and others not, from cats to rats, elephants to pigeons, and what this tells us about our own perceptions, beliefs, and actions, as well as our place in the natural world. A squirrel in the garden, a rat in the wall, a pigeon on the street. Humans have spent so much of our history drawing a hard line between human spaces and wild places. When animals pop up where we don't expect or want them, we respond with fear, rage, or simple annoyance. It's no longer an animal. It's a pest. Bethany Brookshire's deeply researched and entirely entertaining book will show readers what there is to venerate in vermin and help them appreciate how these animals have clawed their way to success as we did everything we could to ensure their failure. Deb is reading Encore in Death by J.D. Robb. I forgot to write down which number in the series this is, but I think it's very high. I want to say that there's like almost 50 books in this series. It's crazy. Maybe I'm exaggerating with that, but it's somewhere close. It was a glittering event full of A-listers, hosted by Eliza Lane and Brant Fitzhugh, a celebrity couple who'd conquered both Hollywood and Broadway, and now Eve Dallas has made her entrance, but not as a guest. After raising a toast, Fitzhugh fell to the floor and died, with physical symptoms pointing to cyanide, and the police have crashed the party. From all accounts, he wasn't the kind of star who made enemies. Everyone loved him, even his ex-wife, and since the champagne cocktail that killed him was originally intended for Eliza, it's possible she was the real target, with a recently fired assistant, a bitter rival, and an obsessed fan in the picture. With so many attendees, staff, and servers, Eve has her work cut out determining who committed murder in the middle of the crowd and what was their motivation. Karen is reading Girls Like Us by Christina Alger. FBI agent Nell Flynn hasn't been home in 10 years. Nell and her father, homicide detective Martin Flynn, have never had much of a relationship, and Suffolk County will always be awash in memories of her mother, Marisol, who was brutally murdered when Nell was just 7. When Martin Flynn dies in a motorcycle accident, Nell returns to the house she grew up in so that she can spread her father's ashes and close his estate. At the behest of her father's partner, Detective Lee Davis, Nell becomes involved in an investigation into the murders of two young women in Suffolk County. The further Nell digs, the more likely it seems that her father should be the prime suspect and that his friends on the police force are covering his tracks. Alice is reading Going Rogue, Stephanie Plum, Book 29, by Janet Ivanovich. Monday mornings aren't supposed to be fun, but they should be predictable. However, on this Monday, Stephanie Plum knows that something is amiss when she turns up for work at Vinny's Bail Bonds to find that longtime office manager, Connie Rosoli, who is as reliable as the tides in Atlantic City, hasn't shown up. Stephanie's worst fears are confirmed when she gets a call from Connie's abductor. He says he will only release her in exchange for a mysterious coin that a recently murdered man left as collateral for his bail. Unfortunately, this coin, which should be in the office, just like Connie, is nowhere to be found. The quest to discover the coin, learn its value, and save Connie... Oh my. We'll require the help of Stephanie's grandma, Mauser, her best pal, Lula, her boyfriend, Morelli, and a hunky security expert ranger. As they get closer to unraveling the reasons behind Connie's kidnapping, Connie's captors grow more threatening, and soon Stephanie has no choice but to throw caution to the wind, follow her instincts, and go rogue. And last but not least, Naomi is reading 96 Miles by J.L. Esplin. Dad always said if things get desperate, it's okay to drink the water in the toilet. I never thought it would come to that. I thought I'd sooner die than let one drop of toilet water touch my lips. Yet here I am, kneeling before a porcelain throne, holding a tin mug for scooping in one hand and my half-gallon canteen in the other. The Lockwood brothers are supposed to be able to survive anything. Their dad, a hardcore survivalist, has stockpiled enough food and water on their isolated Nevada ranch to last for months. But when they are robbed at gunpoint during a massive blackout while their dad is out of town, John and Stu must walk 96 miles in the stark desert sun to get help, and they only have 3 days before their time runs out.
All right. A lot of reading going on at the library.
Yes, and such a variety, as always.
All the time. I like the book you're reading. That sounds interesting.
It has been really interesting. Yeah.
All right. Where's the library? When's the Madison Library open? And where are you located?
Well, we are on Main Street. We're on that northern end of Main Street on the west side of the street. Big brick building that you can't miss across from City Hall. And we are open Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 to 5:30. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 7:30. Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30. Saturdays from 10 to 2. During the weekdays, we're always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
All right. Real good, Lydia. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good to be here, Paul. And we'll see what the rest of the day brings.
All right. Don't get wet walking back to the library.
I will endeavor not to.
All right.